So many of the great minds in today's food world grew up on Julia Child, whether they cooked their way through mastering the art of French cooking or watched her television show, The French Chef. Her importance in teaching the world to cook cannot be understated, and her influence is still apparent today. On the 100th episode of A Taste of the Past, host Linda Palacio and author of Julia Child, A Life, Laura Shapiro, reminisce on the iconic visionary.
Julia Child burst onto the scene, or into the kitchen scene, almost 51 years ago with the publication of her cookbook, Mastering the Art of French Cooking. And then it wasn't long after that that she took over our television screens and in many ways changed how American women viewed cooking and their role in the kitchen. In essence, she told women, you don't need to get it from a package. You can take charge. You can stand at the center of your own world and create something very good from scratch.
You know, she went on television. She told people how to cook things that were difficult and time-consuming and very French, and they hadn't heard of a lot of it. She never dumbed it down. She said, you can do it. She acknowledged that it was a big project. She said, you have the skills. You can do it. And she laid out each step, told you what to watch out for, signaled every pitfall. She put you in charge for that process. She made people rise up to the task instead of lowering the task to them. It's what a great teacher does.
That's right. It was a challenge. And if you accomplished that, you felt that you actually had accomplished something.
When Julia was working on Mastering the Art of French Cooking, she was living in France and then elsewhere in Europe. And this is during the 50s. She was subscribing to Gourmet magazine because she wanted to keep up with what was being published in this country about high-end French food. Mm-hmm. In those days, Gourmet is not what it was later on. They did not do rigorous testing of the recipes at all. And she would read these recipes that she knew were not going to work. It drove her nuts. She would say, some bride, some young woman who can't cook is going to go and try this and it will fail and she's going to think it's her fault. She couldn't stand that. Her heart rushed out to that poor woman in the kitchen who was watching something fall apart at her feet. Oh. She said that it doesn't have to be that way. And she really felt that anybody who put her mind to it could learn to cook, and they should. You know, she was the most accessible person in the world. Her phone number was always listed in Cambridge. People could call her. And, you know, if you wanted to know something or ask her a question, you just called or you met her at a food event. So everybody kind of knew Julia.
You're absolutely right. Accessible, I think, is the best word to say, because I remember years ago after I left the Food Network, I was executive producer of a radio show. And our inaugural show, we said, well, we have to have somebody big to be the first guest on the show. So I picked up the phone and I called Julia. And she said, oh, darling, of course.
And that is what she said if you asked her for something. She's the most unbelievably generous person to the food world.
Yes.
As you can imagine, the requests came in thick and fast, starting from the first minute she was on WGBH TV in Boston. And she did whatever she could. She supported food causes. She supported public television to the hilt. She's just an incredibly generous person. You felt that she really was there to teach and to help you. She was not selling you something. The most powerful and immediate and ongoing thing that television has always done is sell. Julia wasn't part of that. She gave. And I think people absorb a completely different thing when they know that's happening. One of her legacies, only nobody's ever followed it, is how to be a professional in the food world. She did it with complete integrity. There's a letter she wrote to McDonald's once encouraging them to offer a nice red wine by the glass. She said, all that meat, all those hamburgers, that would really just top it off as a nice meal. A nice red wine by the glass.
You know,
we haven't seen that yet.
On an episode of The Food Scene, cookbook author Mindy Fox recalls her experience working in a kitchen and meeting Julia Child for the first time.
Julia lived in Cambridge, and one night she came to eat at the restaurant, and crazy kismet, I had brought my camera to work that day. I was taking pictures of sort of what it was like working in a kitchen. Julia came in and I was working a station that did one of Stan's famous, most delicious dishes, the lobster dish. And Julia Child ordered her entree off my station. It was unbelievable. So, I was so excited. And, you know, I don't know. I don't think I had time to be nervous. Yeah. You don't have time to be nervous when you're trying not to burn your arm off. After service, our executive chef, Jim Stringer, brought Julia Child back into the kitchen, or Julia came into the kitchen, and I just couldn't even breathe. I was like so in awe. It was Julia Child. She was so wonderful. And she just said, "You guys are just great. You kids are just terrific." And I timidly but boldly asked her if I could get my picture taken with her because I had my camera. And she said, "Of course." And my smile in that picture is like from here to Kentucky. I was just so amazed. I mean, it was like an epic moment in my life. It's still so much fun to think back to that. And I sent her a copy of the picture with the thank you note a few days later. You know, wasn't a few days later because you had to get your film developed and your pictures printed back then. And then about a week later, I got an envelope in my mailbox with that same picture and a note from her. And it was signed by her. And that's she sent awesome. Me a really sweet note about it being a great profession and it being a really exciting time to be a woman in the field. And she was just really supportive and awesome. Yeah.
Everybody of a certain age has their own Julia Child memory. Search our archive on heritageradionetwork.org for more stories and musings on Julia. This piece was sponsored by Whole Foods Market, a dynamic leader in the quality food business, a mission-driven company that aims to set the standards of excellence for food retailers. For more information, visit WholeFoodsMarket.com. This piece was produced and edited by Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.